Bryceland in on the faceoff. Rapids controls it. Pass behind, gets out of the zone. That was intended for Whitehead. He couldn't come up with it, but he gets the puck and he skates down in the zone. Obstafelder, Bryceland there waiting on the wings. Dente plays up into the slot. Bryceland back over to Obstafelder. Down in the corner. That's Allstrand with it. Back out to the point. Whitehead with it from the circle. Shot tipped away. Bryceland, he thought about it. He drops back. He takes an opportunity from the circle. Shot blocked by the defense. Bryceland still giving pursuit. Whitehead, he's trying to get in there. Puck is cleared by Hudson. Goes down to the far end. Obstafelder giving chase. 15:30 left to go in this second period. 45 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids, holding a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, let's see if they can get anything from this power play.
Dente with it up the far boards. Dump pass down. Ostrand. He passes it up. Whitehead from the point. Pass alongside to the far side. Centering pass by Ostrand. Shot covered up by the pads. Again, Moen wasn't quite sure where it was, but we get a whistle. He was right on top of it. 15:06 left to go in the second period. About 30 seconds left on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids, holding that 4-0 advantage.
Yeah, some good puck movement there, and Moen makes a nice save.
They are really looking good to this point as Rapids controls a faceoff. Schweitzer with it, skates back out to the point. Obstafelder, drop pass over to Whitehead. Whitehead from the circle. He drops down low. Whitehead back with again from the circle. He drops it back down low again, looking for a pass. Obstafelder's wanting that pass. Obstafelder gets it. He brings it back across the right side. Stop, spin, Whitehead. Whitehead from the top of the circles. Passes back down low. Rapids really trying to open this up. Schweitzer, he passes it up to the other side. Centering pass. Shot, a goal! Another goal by Wisconsin Rapids. Emil Obstafelder. Tic-tac-toe. And there's a hole in your goalie, Hudson, yet again.
That Norwegian connection strikes again. Obstafelder with his second of the game and eighth on the season, assisted by Allstrand. And I want to say Dente. Just that power play, they move the puck really well.
Well, we'll figure that out in a hurry once we get the total scoring play here. But Allstrand, I agree with you. Obstafelder and Allstrand, they are the big ones on that, and we'll see if there is a second assist given.
Yep.
As Rapids, 14:33 left to go in the second period with a heck of an advantage. That's 5:27. Mark, as Rapids, they control that faceoff. Bryceland with it, skating right down the middle. He's trying to split the defense, goes to the right side, stops, spins, gets below the goal line. He brings the puck back, trying to look for an opening, tried to backhand it to his teammate. He does. Garcia shot just from inside the point. Got turned away by the defense and the goaltending of Hudson. They are really starting to play back on their heels again. Rapids is just really trying to constrict on them. DuBois, he has it by Hudson, taken away for Rapids. Rapids on the middle ice. Bryceland, he takes it up the far side. And they go behind the Cole. Shot, and it is stopped, turned around.
Caught by his own teammate. Unfortunately, William shot it into Hassler, I think.
And good call. Allstrand, Dente with assists on that goal. Obstafelder, he got it. So Rapids really feeling good. 5-0. There's a short angle shot. Turned away by Turcotte. Rapids back on the attack. Trying to keep this puck down low and try to give an even easier game to their goalie. As he's only had to make 9 stops in the game compared to 23 shots taken by Rapids. Puck sent back down as Hudson, they are getting a line change. Sent back across. Rapids go into a loose puck, just skittering right into the offensive zone. Rapids, they lose it. Lang has it for Hudson. Come across into on sides is Hudson. Rapids steals it right back, back to center ice. Hudson just sending it back down deep. Try to get maybe a switch. No, they do not. Constantine does not go with the switch. And a Hudson player really takes a hard shot against the boards, but he gets up. And nonetheless, he's all right. Tudich, he takes a backhand attempt way over the net. Rapids still on the attack. Puck is loose, center of ice. Raffert, he's got it, sends it up to Bryceland. Bryceland gives up chase. Hudson takes it. Hudson back across mid-ice, dumps it down as Turcotte stops it, waiting for Xavier Alexander to come through. And puck is sent back down. Raffert, he gets back a hold of it. He looks at Cooper. And he does not go to Cooper. He sends it up to Diamond. Diamond, 2-3 rush. Diamond with it. Shot. And it's covered up. He went five hole on it, and he just barely stopped that puck about a foot away from the goal line. Another outstanding stop there on a breakout opportunity by Moen.
Yeah, it was a really good opportunity there with the guy driving. Moen obviously has to give that guy some respect and say, you know, he could pass it. But a good save on that shot from Diamond.
He's making some very good saves tonight. I mean, it might not look like it at the score, but if you watch this game, he's making some darn good saves.
He is.
Hudson, they control that faceoff as Rapids, they get it down into the Rapids offensive zone, but they can't do anything with it. As Rapids, they gather the puck, sent back down, back behind the Rapids goal. Raffert's there looking around for it. It's Diamond down there, Chevier Alexander, he's in there as well. Raffert, they're all fighting for it back there. Two Hudson Havoc players, three Rapids players. Now Hudson comes out with it. They try to centering pass, blocked by Diamond. And that's sent through the crease. No one touched it. And it's back out to the point by Hudson. Sent back down the goal line. Sent behind the goal. Hudson still on the attack, trying to get some opportunity. They centered it. No one home. Not even close to that one. And a little chip-in shot. And that's gloved by Turcotte to get a stoppage of play. 11:21 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 5-0. And they're holding a 25-10 shot advantage in the game.
Yep, just another flutter shot into Turcotte. He hasn't really seen too many high danger opportunities, but the important thing is just to stay alert in these ones.
Those ones are the sneaky ones. They'll creep up on you if you're not paying attention. Yes. And there's another quick glove save there by Turcotte. Just right after a faceoff to his glove side. Maybe they should go after the blocker side because his glove's working pretty well tonight.
Yep.
Well, either way, face off to the glove side yet again of Turcotte. Pass up ahead. It's sent up. As lost this edge with Denti. Either way, his teammates are with him. Atkins, he chips it up ahead. And Roy Moen, he covers it again. And we get another stoppage. 11:05 left to go in the second period. 5-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, good drive there by McNeish. Taking that middle ice, just adding some pressure. Moen once again standing strong.
As I said, 11:05 left to go in the second period. A little slow action here as everyone gets set. McNeish in the faceoff circle. And it is one controlled by Hudson. Hudson just trying to break out. Bounce past the center ice. Whitehead was there. No one could really gather it. Dente did. Dente, he sends it up ahead. A little bounce off the boards. McNeish giving chase. Puck sent back down way deep behind the goal. Whitehead's there. Whitehead over to Bulldoop. That bounces off a Hudson player. Rapids giving chase. They're going to be offside, so they got to wait for everyone to get back onside before they attack. Whitehead with it. Pass cross ice to Bulldog. Up front to McNeish. Atkins in there. Atkins, backhand attempt, almost stuffed home. Puck is loose. Net is off the line. No one's paying attention to it as they play on. And now they stop the play to get that net back on. I'm really surprised at how long they're letting that go.
I was really surprised. I mean, the ref's staring at it, basically, and the net is completely off. I don't know.
And I'm by no means being critical of the official crew, because they got a lot to watch, by all means. But I've never seen one be off in all the years of being around hockey, which is mine. Is nothing compared to yours, Rory. But I've never seen it stay off the net and not be called. But.
I suppose something in the rule book to let the play go on or whatever, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's something we'd have to both check out, because I've always seen it called quickly.
Yeah.
But either way, face-off, that is controlled immediately by Rapids, but Hudson with a breakout. Sam Hall with it, he tries to send it back out, gets trapped by the Hudson defender, sent back down deep behind the Rapids goal now. Hall harassing with Schweitzer following the puck. Centering pass, sent through the crease, nobody home for Hudson. Puck, far corner, chipped up ahead. Hudson trying to keep it back down deep. Allstrand, he was in that mix with Schweitzer. Schweitzer, he's got help there. As there's a shot, bounce off the leg pads. He gets his own rebound, and he sends it back down to the point. Garcia, from the point, sends it in. Over, redirected high of the goal. 9:34 left to go in this second period. Schweitzer with it. Schweitzer bounces off a stick. Then he dumped pass back down. Pass to back down to Obstfelder. Then back on over to the River Kings, who they try to jam it home. Two big rebounds, and that net comes off again.
Yeah, Schweitzer just whiffed on that one. He'll definitely want that one back. But a smart shot by Hall there to get it on net.
I mean, that was a wide open goal, and I was already seeing the lights flash for a goal. But to his credit, Moen making big save after big save after big save.
He's staying in there despite the scoreline, and that's all you want from your goalie.
Well, back at it again. Rapids wins that faceoff. It was controlled by Caden Schweitzer, sent back and back of the net. Felix Ahlstrand sends it back out to Hall. Hall bounced right off the leg pad of Moen. He didn't see that one. I think it was just a reflex of the leg getting it. And that back down the length of the ice. Hall gets there first for Rapids. Ahlstrand, misses the puck. Puck sent in, bounces wide of the mark. Puck is still loose on the doorstep. Hall has it. He chips it up. It's kept in the zone by Hudson. Garcia gives chase. Tries to beat the Hudson defender. He does. Garcia has it. Stops. Spins around. Hall with it. Hall sends it up. Gets it up. Clear of the zone. Upsfeller bumps it with his hand. It comes nearly into the bench and penalty box area. Hudson recovers. Rapids keeps it in the zone. He splits the defense. Puck is loose down behind the goal line. As Rapids still pressuring. They got a nice 5-goal lead. As Obstafelder giving chase, Raffert, he takes a shot. No good on that opportunity, wide of the mark. 14's in there, that's Riley Williams. Williams with it behind the goal. Centering attempt, Rapids tries, gets caught up in the scrum. Shot, point blank, net comes off again. Stop, it's a play, 8 minutes to go. Now, I know with that net popping off, I know depending on which rink, they do it different ways. And I'm not sure how Rapids does it.
It's not drilled in.
Right. Because I've seen that happen at UWSP. Mm. They drill it in. Rapids is not drilled in. So that obviously would mean that it's more prone to popping loose. What's the advantage of drilling it in over not drilling it in?
Well, it just means it stays in. And as a goalie, you can put more weight onto the post. You can push out further. Because if you feel like the post is going to knock off, you might want to not push as hard off it.
But is there a negative drawback to it, like if you're keeping care of the ice?
I'm not too sure about the ice, but as a goalie, I would prefer my pegs to be drilled in.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's coming from the professional here. I'll take his word for it. So, either way, 7:52 to go in the second period. Rapids has the puck. Bryceland, he tries a spinning pass. No one home. Hudson does reach the puck first, and they clear it all the way down. No icing on the call. Constantine, he's on that chase for Hudson. Lang, he's in that as well. As Rapids really, we're turning up the pressure. 32 shots in the game to 11. Rapids are clearly on the advantage. As Rapids on another charge, taking it in with Jake Bryceland. Loose puck right on the doorstep, right at the top of the crease, steered just wide by the Hudson defense. Rapids still applying pressure. Wilcox in there, and Constantine, as Rapids still attacking. That's Bryceland with the puck. He passes over to Chevier Alexander. Puck just goes wide of the post, wide open. No one home. Rapids takes another shot.
Oh,
and that's right under the crossbar. Goal, Wisconsin Rapids. There's nothing he could do about that. Roy Moen, where did that come from?
A great shot by Jake Bryceland there. I believe his fourth of the season, and that's what he can do. He's that type of guy. He can just find that goal from anywhere.
That was outstanding. 12:01 on the goal time. But that was a shot, just a spinning shot, top of the circle, and it tucked right under the crossbar. I heard the clank, and then I see the light, because I didn't actually see the puck go in. I'm looking for it popping out into the netting, and we got a goal. Rapids goes up 6-0, 6:57 left to go in the second period. You got to feel pretty good now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you just want to conserve this lead and maybe build on it.
Puck, yep, goal goes off. Williams. Williams and Hastoy with assists on that goal. That goal was, excuse me, a 14:01. I'm used to the high school game where they play 17-minute periods, so I got to get used to that again. It's been about 6 or 7 months since I've had to worry about that. So Rapids, they did not control the initial puck drop, but they control it now. Sent up. That was from Whitehead up to Diamond. Diamond dropped past to Tudich. Tudich, top of the circle, turned away. Actually hit Diamond. It bounced clear of the goal. Hudson, they are tying the puck up in the corner. They're trying to get it out. If they want to get another opportunity at this game, they're going to have to score a lot really quick and try to get Rapids in some penalty trouble. But I don't foresee that happening at the immediate future, in the immediate instance right now. Shot attempt taken from Tudich. up, turned away, clearing attempt goes up into the netting. Stoppage of play, 5:48 left to go in this second period.
Yeah, you'd feel like Havoc would really need one now if they want any sort of chance to get back in this game. And to be honest, I don't really see it happening.
Well, you know, I say the same thing, but that's why we play the game to see if it does help. And a shot and a goal!
Makes it even harder for Havoc.
Bolduc takes a shot from the point, and boy, tell you what, Roy Moan, he never saw that one either.
Seeing Ipuk, I don't think it was deflected either, just a nice shot through the traffic by Bolduc. I think that was his fourth of the year as well. Oh, his third of the year.
Bolduc, shot from the point.
Yep.
Boom, one-timer in the net. That's another goal. 7-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Things are getting a little out of control now.
Another quick 1-2 punch.
Diamond with the assist. Wisconsin Rapids really blowing things up now. 5.5 to go. Rapids just really holding on to a 7-0 lead. 34 shots to 11. Puck gets behind the Rapids defense. That was Hall. Hudson, they're just trying to claw for something. And it makes me wonder, nothing against Hudson, because they're a well-run program.
Yeah.
But going to get maybe a little chippy, maybe? Or are they just going to say, okay, let's just get this over with?
I could definitely see just the frustration. I mean, 7 goals, I feel like it's quite easy to get frustrated, especially when you're in your own zone for a lot of the night.
Right, and I mean, it's 9-9 total, as there is a stoppage of play, and there's a little bit of that chippiness coming as Diamond, he's going to the box.
But I believe it was a hook.
Yep, and I think it was a kind of a retaliatory thing, personally. I think someone did something to him. Referees didn't see it. He did it back, and it's always the second man that gets caught.
Yep, just whether speaks to the chippiness.
Right, and that's whether it's a schoolyard brawl or a hockey game, the second man always gets caught.
Absolutely, and I think just exactly what you're saying about the chippiness, just frustration seeping in, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, we definitely will. 14:53 on the time of the penalty. Power play for Hudson, 5 minutes to go. Let's see if they can get something going here. They haven't all weekend yet. As Rapids poked that out, Denti, he takes it and he ices the puck. That's going to eat up about 15, 20 seconds there, depending on how quick Hudson goes with it. 4:50 left to go in the second period. Rapids dominating play, 7-0 score. 34-11 shot advantage for these River Kings over the Havoc. Puck still at neutral ice, and it's sent right back down. That was heads-up play by Denti. As Rapids is forcing.
Great forecheck.
Nice little forecheck, as you said. And Rapids fighting for that puck. They want to go shorthanded. Denti with it at the point. He's looking to chip it up. And that's shot to Atkins. Shorthanded goal. Wisconsin Rapids adds another.
Yeah, just speaks to the culture of the team. Always working hard. Coach Paul always says, be committed to putting in the effort. And that's just a trademark shift by Atkins there.
That was awesome, man. That to see that go, that was just heads-up play. That's why you have that forecheck, like you said.
Yep.
And now you can just see Hudson's a little demoralized.
Yeah,
and I understand it. I'm not being critical of him by any means.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to be out there down 8-0.
Yeah, that's definitely a deflating one. It's important for Hudson as well just to keep on playing.
Yep, Denti on the assist. I didn't quite get the time on that, but that's all right. 15:36. Thank you, Van Patrick Goats. Appreciate that. Our wonderful PA announcer today is Rapids does not control that faceoff. If that shorthanded goal, Hudson still gets the power play opportunity to close it out unless they score. And there is a chance right off the base of the post. 45 seconds to go in the skater advantage for Hudson. 3:50 to go. Shot from the point, bouncing puck. That was not seen right away, but it is gathered by Rapids and sent the length of the ice. They might have one really good drive yet on the skater advantage is Hudson. Hudson up the near side. Skates into the zone. Rapids playing some defense now. Forces him back behind the cage, keeps him wide and not really looking to give him a shot. Rapids gets that. Chevier Alexander, he gets it, passes up. That passes up to Hunter Raffert, and he sends it the length of the ice. This will be the last drive for Hudson on this player advantage. 9 seconds to go. See what they can actually accomplish with it. And it's not looking good. 4, 3, two, and one. That power play is over. Rapids kills another one. That's two in the game as both teams are full strength with 3:03 left to go in the second period. Shot and a glove save. Big glove save by Turcotte. And Rapids preserves the shutout yet again. That was a nice shot.
Yeah, that was a really good save. And when the guy's going across and you have to follow him with him, really good job by Turcotte to pull that one out the air.
Well, as Molly Hatchett sings here on the PA system, flirting with disaster. I don't know if there's much flirting going on now with an 8-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Just under 3 minutes left to go. Hudson fighting in the corner. 2-on-2 action there. Hall comes away with it for Wisconsin Rapids. Stops behind the net. Spins. Sends it up. Bounces it. Just barely unable to keep it in out of the zone was Emil Obstfelder. Puck skirts out of the zone now, so there will be no offsides. Turcotte, he stops it. As the Rapids is trying to keep possession of it, not get too crazy here. Try to keep everything in front of him. Puck gets down below. Obstfelder leading Garcia. Garcia has it. Obstfelder on the near side from the circle. Shot bounces just wide of the net. That glove was not quite there. I think it went right over it. So, but no harm, no foul for Hudson. It's Allstrand, he's fighting on that far side. Puck is loose. Raffert, he's back in there scrumming for it. Obstfelder as well. Centering attempt, that's tipped wide of the mark by Hudson. Hall with it, top of the circle. Hall takes a shot, that hits the defense in front. Puck is loose, Hall back with it from the point. Hey, can't quite get a good stick on it. He dropped pass right back there to Allstrand. Allstrand passes down low. Down low, that would be to Caden Schweitzer. Schweitzer, he comes out to the point. He keeps it in the zone. He's been harassed by three defenders from Hudson.
Good shift by the River Kings.
Yeah. Hudson just getting dominated down low. Minute 30. Wow, it's almost like they're on a 5-on-3, but yeah, it's 5-on-5 how much they are controlling this play. Schweitzer with it. Pass across the hall. Hall, one-timer from the point. Puck is loose, and it's covered up. Good job getting his own rebound was Roy Moan as things are really heating up and 1:12 left. And now you see a little bit of that talk and that chippiness happening down behind the goal that the officiating crew got there and split it up.
Yeah, I thought it was a really, really impressive shift by that line, though. Just the time and the pressure they put on, just unable to get anything out of it.
I think this is going to be a pretty nice, quiet conversation between periods, I would assume,
yeah,
for you guys, right?
Might be a quick one.
just do what you're doing. Yeah. Let's get the heck out of here. The Rapids wins the faceoff. Winning that was Owen Atkins. Rapids comes up. Denty in there. He breaks up a pass. McNeish is fighting in there. 1 minute to go in the second period. McNeish, he has it. Shot was Atkins, I believe. It caught the number on that.
Yep.
It was, and it was gloved up by Moan. And another stop play, 55.2 seconds to go in the second period. Rapids leading 8-0. That's a one-sided affair.
Yeah. The important thing is for the River Kings now, just don't lose concentration, because I'm sure they'll be sending people, and you just got to really be resolute on defense.
Absolutely, and you've also got to hope no injuries, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Hudson, they control that puck drop, sent back out in front, and that puck was loose. That was danger
all over.
That was danger all over. Possibly an own goal. Does not happen. McNeish, she's trying to get it out of there, out of the zone. This shot point blank, turned away by the Rapids defense. Now trying to come out with it. That is Bolduc. Look, he sends it up. Atkins with it. McNeish, and it's whistled offsides. Excuse me, McNeish. Rapids, they're still right. They're not quitting.
No.
They're applying pressure. And, I mean, they're not trying to run it up. They're not trying to do anything like that. But they're trying to keep the pressure and keeping Hudson honest and trying to eliminate any of those breakout opportunities.
Yeah, these River Kings won't quit. It's just not in their DNA, not in the culture of the team. They'll fight to the end.
Absolutely. It's McNeish. He's in there. He wins faceoff. Denty with it. He skates to his right. Gets to the circle. Backhand opportunity. He gets rubbed off the puck right there as Rapids still on the attack. Denty with it, spins around, trying to look for someone to go with it, under 10 seconds, 8 seconds to go. It's just fighting in the corner. We're probably going to see the clock run out. 4, 3, 2, and 1, and there's your horn, and that's two periods in the books, and Wisconsin Rapids dominating play. 4 goals in that second period with a huge 8-0 lead.
Yep.
Get into that second intermission. Going to take a quick review here. 5:27 mark. Obstfelder, he got his another goal in that situation with an assist to Allstrand and Dante. Then, a little bit later, about 10 minutes later, Breisland, he lights the lamp, 14:01, with assists to Williams and Hastoy.
Great offensive display by the River Kings there.
14 seconds later, Bulldog, he gets in on the scoring at 14:15, assist to Diamond. And then at 15:36, Dente, he gets a shorthanded goal. Man, that was an outstanding assist by Dente. And we are really getting out of control here with the score. Yeah. We've got a 31 save night on for Roy Moan, whereas Turcotte, he stopped all 15 shots he's made. So, tell you what, the Rapids just has to make through these next 20 minutes. Yep. Nobody get in trouble, nobody get hurt, and they're going to be feeling pretty good as they are on the verge of notching the sweep over the Hudson Havoc. So we're going to take a step back out, and we'll be back here as the third period begins right here on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs. Countdown to the hunt with 105.5 WIRI. Tune in from November 18th to the 22nd, 6 to 7 p.m., and stay up to date on the latest hunting laws and regulations. You'll also hear about this year's cool new gadgets and take part in important conversations with folks from the DNR and local hunting group leaders. Did you know there are two northern counties with buck-only rules? Tune in to 105.5 WIRI from November 18th to the 22nd to learn more and win prizes with 105.5 WIRI.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today. South to southwest winds up around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 40. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mid-60s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you're sunburned on a honeymoon beach. Left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, Dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
there's no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car 'cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
lying here with you so close to me. It's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold.
Singing to me the sweetest song, the sweetest song. We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
My name's Mike Comer, bringing you the action here. I'm accompanied by here by Rory McKibben, one of the River Kings who's got the weekend off. And great having you here. Great insight, man.
Yeah,
what comes into this third period for the Kings?
The most important thing has to be the concentration and not falling into bad habits and staying strong defensively.
Again, want to thank Seth back at the studio, Art, and Zach on the cameras, and Matt, the ringleader of this circus up here. He's doing a great job as always. So always having fun up here. Going to get this game underway. Again, Wisconsin Rapids holding an 8-0 lead. And thanks for joining us here on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Rapids, again, going from left to right. Hudson the other way, right to left. Hudson wearing white, Rapids wearing blue. You have a halftime score for Wisconsin, for the Green Bay Packers beating Jacksonville 13-10. And if you want to quick catch the last period, come on down. You're going to have a great time here at Suffolk County Recreation Center as that puck drop was won by Rapids. Raffert with it. Center ice, and I don't know if Rapids really wants to keep adding goals, but if they're given an opportunity, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to bury it. As
definitely.
Tudich, he kind of let up on that loose puck, and then there's a tic-tac-toe and a shot and a goal! Cooper with it! Pass from Tudich to Cooper, and now it's getting out of control.
Yep. Well taken. Just the River Kings, they're just awake. They're wanting every single goal, and unfortunately the Havoc, they're just...
And that was just
out the game.
26 seconds into the period. And as I said, things are out of control now. And I just hope that Hudson and Rapids can both keep their emotions in control and in check. And I mean, one of the best parts about hockey is the fights, but I don't think we want to see anyone get tossed for a fight.
I don't think either team would be up for one. It's just
they're
not
both,
that type of game.
They're
right
both now. Two very well-run organizations. I think they're just saying, hey, keep everything in mind, and let's just live to play next weekend, which we will touch on that later on this in the game. Yeah, anyways, Hudson, they get that puck drop as they are on the attack. Rapids does steal it, and they are on the move yet again. Diamond, he's fighting for it. Diamond stops, gets tied up. Centering pass, great idea. Rapids still has it. Tudich, he was looking for another assist on that one. As Diamond, he gets bumped off the puck, getting down into that corner there. That would be Bryce Cooper, as there's a shot, and it gets sent up into the netting. We got a stoppage of play. 18:53 to go in this game. Rapids holding a 9-0 lead over Hudson with a 40-15 shot advantage. I'm just impressed by the shot advantage alone. It's by the end of the third period, I would assume, for the two games, Rapids will have well over 100 shots on goal.
I would imagine it would be something like that.
How often do you see that?
I think our first weekend against the Mullets, we had about 100 shots as well. That first night, their goalie stood on his head, and then the second night, we kind of cracked him.
Yeah, just a matter of getting those pucks into the net. That's the hard part. Taking the shots is kind of easy, says a guy who's never played hockey. But we had a face-off to the glove side of Hudson keeper Roy
Bowen.
The dam
will eventually break.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As I had my bad reference not picked up by you earlier in the game with the little boy blue there.
Got some reading to do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I might even be making the wrong name there. But either way, Allstrand, he's got the puck inside the blue line. Pass across, shot from the circles. One-timer blocked by the pads of Bowen. And you get another stoppage of play. 17 left to go in the game. Rapids holding a 9-0 lead over Hudson.
Cooper with his third of the season and his ninth point of the season.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful late October day. So get out of here in good time and maybe go sit in a deer stand, see if I can find a deer. But we got to get through this 18 minutes of action first as Rapids, they control another faceoff. Bulldog, he sends it back down. Schweitzer, he's in the mix, not moving too quickly, as they're just trying to eat up the clock. And there is an icing being called. One official said no, the other said yes. And he outranked him and said, yep, there is an icing on that. As we go back down to the Hudson end of the sheet of ice for another faceoff, 17:55 to go left in the game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. Will the River Kings push, or how will they close this one out?
That's always the key there, is how things will close out, and hopefully it's like to preserve the shutout. I know we don't want to talk about that too much.
Knock
on
wood.
It's like talking about a no-hitter in baseball, but we'd like to see that preserved. A pair of shutouts, that's a big feather in the cap to the goaltending crew here in Wisconsin Rapids. Schweitzer, he sends it back around the back of the goal. That is Felix Ahlstrand. He had it, tried to center it. Bulldog, he has it. Sends back cross ice over back to Schweitzer at the near side circles. He has it on the goal line. Sends centering stick in the way from Hudson as Rapids still keeps it in the zone. That was great heads-up play. Reflexes by Lucas Whitehead. Bulldog, he has it. Right around the circle. He sent it in. That bounced out, luckily for Hudson, as that could have gone the other way and in the back of the net. Whitehead, he gets punched up off the puck and into the boards. And Hudson, they clear the zone. Hudson, they got a little bit of a charge going on him. I don't mean a charge penalty. Jack Murphy, he takes the puck, sends it back down deep behind the Rapids goal. As Rapids are back getting in business. Sent up ahead. Some more colorful language coming from the ice. Francisco Denti, he has it. Gets tied up in the corner.
I believe over a missed goal, I think Turco redirected it into the netting and they were asking for a stoppage.
Oh, okay. That might have been it then, because I saw him raise his hand like it should have been stopped, but evidently they saw different, and they play on. And they continue to play on. 16:30 left to go in the game. Rapids leading Hudson 9-0, 42-16 shot advantage. It's been all Wisconsin Rapids all night, and honestly all weekend against Hudson as they got the 2-0 shutout victory last night.
Yeah, no disrespect to Hudson, but just the River Kings have been better.
Yeah, there's no other. You got to be honest with it in this job, and yeah, Rapids just been better. As Hudson, they took a shot from inside the point, hits Hall right in the gut. Hall recovers, he takes it across the ice, chips in, try to get it on goal, waiting for Denti to knock it home. Hudson got there first. Denti, he has it. He's looking to go out to the point. He has it, got his pocket pick, and Hudson, they clear the zone. Atkins, he sends it back down deep. Denti giving chase. Denti, he's up there, ties it up in the corner. Two River Kings, three Havoc players, really fighting over that puck. Chevier Alexander, he couldn't quite hold it. Denti has it, sends it right on back to Garcia. Garcia has the puck right up middle ice, right at the Rapids logo at center ice. Breaks into the zone, near side, shot from the circle, off the leg pad, rebound, and it's gathered by Hudson, but Rapids comes back with it. Atkins has it as Rapids tries to get a little bit of a change of players on the ice. On comes Rappert. Rapids battling on the far side. Puck is then finally corralled by Hudson.
Nice pass.
Tischer has it for Hudson. Gets it inside the blue line. Rapids clears it again. They just can't get that offense totally flowing when they need to as the puck is sent down low. Big collision there right in front of the Rapids bench. Everyone's okay as we play on. Puck is sent back deep, or back out, excuse me, as Hudson, they get another opportunity here to try to get something going on offense. Rapids, they put a big stop to that as they keep going. Williams, he sends a puck down below the cage. Giving chase to that was Timothy Hastoy. Hastoy, Bryslin, fighting over in the corner, fighting each other. Bryslin, he gets it knocked out from a stick. Hudson on the attack. Chevier Alexander and Raffert both providing defense. Shot, sharp angled shot, and that a stop by Turcotte. And we've got a stoppage of play. 14:26 to go in the contest. Again, Rapids leading 9-0 at the 43-17 shot advantage in the contest.
Yeah, Turcotte, another nice save for him, and just keep on building some confidence into the next weekend.
We're getting close here. There's no runtime mercy rule at this level of hockey, and so we just got a player out. Bryslin, he has it skating backwards, knocks it over across the way to Williams. Williams can't come up with it. Bryslin, he's still getting his stick lifted. That could have been borderline interference. No call letting him play on. I'm okay with that if you are too.
Yeah, definitely. I think now just let the play run.
Yeah, unless it's totally egregious, you've got to let's get out of here. 14 minutes to go. Hudson, starting to give a little bit of pressure. I don't know how much is that. Rapids kind of laying back, but you cannot say anything negative about Hudson. They're still playing. They're playing hard. And there is a centering pass, and that was just a total miscommunication, and that was sent by Hudson. Now, Moen, he plays it. Puck gets knocked into neutral ice. Rapids has to let up, otherwise an offside penalty. Hudson takes it. Centering pass, no one home, goes through the crease. Now Johnson, he takes a shot from the shot from the point. Loose puck. It sits on the crease. Knocked away by the Rapids defense. Heads up play by Caden Garcia as Rapids is really trying to preserve that shutout. And they jump on it as now there's a little bit of words to be had between Garcia and I believe that was looking at the sheet, Peyton Hauge from Hudson.
Yeah.
A little bit of words and some tough language had, but cooler heads prevail. No one goes to the penalty box. So we have a stoppage, 13-15 to go in the game.
Yeah. Really nice play by Turco there to stay with that one and nice split save.
Got the drop of the puck. Puck is sent out to neutral ice. Diamond chasing it, giving chase. Puck is dumped back down to the Rapids end. No icing is called, and we play on. Maybe closer game, they call it, but not tonight.
Yeah.
In this game where Rapids holds a 9-0 advantage. Rapids on the attack yet again. Cooper, center pass over to Diamond. Tudich with it now. Tudich dumps it down into the zone behind the goal. Back up the other way. Diamond, he's giving chase to it. Hudson, they get it out of there and back up to neutral ice for Hudson. Rapids, Bulldog, he gets in on that attack, and then they centering. Nice opportunity for Hudson. Rapids is there on defense. Tudich has it. Drop patch, Bulldog back to Tudich. Shot sent off the ice.
Good save.
Another opportunity there for, and it's a goal! The first try doesn't go. The second try doesn't go. The third time's a charm, and Rapids pouring it on. 10-0, Wisconsin Rapids over Hudson.
Yeah, really good first and second saves by Moen there. It's just the River Kings, they play. They attack. And Bryce Cooper gets his fourth of the season.
That was a nice opportunity looking at the replay. Rebound, and it's goal. Rapids really, really, really taking control of this one.
Yeah.
12:28 to go, so that goal came at 7:32. Going to wait for the assists on that.
River Kings goal at 7:32, scored by Cooper, assisted by Tudich.
Yeah, Tudich with the assist, so he's got his. I got to have to go back and double check all the assists on that, but he's having a great night as well. As Rapids just kind of running out the clock now. You don't know how many more they want to put in. But if they can't stop them, you tell them to stop playing? No, you don't tell your guys to stop playing. It's up to Hudson to slow them down. As Rapids, they control the puck. Tudich with it as it stays in the zone. Tudich back down to Diamond. Diamond tries the center pass. No one home. Garcia was intended, but Hudson got to it before Rapids did. Hudson breaking things out. Wilcox with it now. Breaks the blue line. 3-on-3 action. Puck got lost in the skates of a Hudson player. Rapids back on the tack. Here comes Cooper. Cooper with the pass across Diamond. Shot just missing the top corner. The puck rattles back. Tudich back in that attacking zone. Cooper with it. Centering to Tudich. Tudich try to spin. Pass up to Cooper. Cooper shot right off the mask, off the side of the helmet, it looked like, from Moen. Drop pass. Garcia shot from the point. That's blocked in the middle. Backhand attempt across the ice by Diamond. Gets turned away by Moen. Hall has it. Gets ridden off the puck. Stopped. Attempted. Tudich tried to stop it right at the blue line. No avail. Rapids has to regroup. 10:50 to go in the game. Rapids bringing up the heat yet again. Caden Garcia, he's got the puck. Centering to Schweitzer. Schweitzer from the circle. Schweitzer skates behind the cage. Gets ridden off the puck. Hudson back on the attack as there is a stick laying on the ice. Just leaving it there as we get a line change for Hudson. Hall giving chase for Rapids. He's got it. He passed back over to Allstrand. Allstrand back up. Crossed ice, and that is to Obstfelder. Shot, center attempt. Shot and a goal.
Nice.
Redirect right at the top of the crease. That goal is to Schweitzer, and it's 11-0 River King.
Begins with Ostrand taking a hit to make a play there. Takes a hit, bumps it to Chevier Alexander, and go from there. Alexander to Obstfelder, and a finish by Schweitzer off the redirect.
That goal, and they're bringing in the goalie from last night, Dominic Height, back in to finish this one out, as it's been a tough one for Moen.
Sorry to correct you, but I think it is a different goalie. He's just wearing Height's jersey.
Oh, it could be. Well, Hey, man,
just to the different path.
You're not correcting me by any means. You notice that more than I do, so good job on that. I'd have to, seeing as it's not necessarily announced who it was,
yeah.
I just got to go with the jersey.
Yeah.
940 is the goal. Oh, no assist on that one. All right, I guess because it's a rebound, yep. I guess it would be. So.
Spurt of the season for Schweitzer.
Abspelder and Chevier Alexander both get assists on that. Good call on that, young man.
Thank you. I really like that play from Ostrand, just taking the hit. Then they go down the ice and score.
Rapids, they win the faceoff. Rapids just trying to close things out. Under 10 minutes to go in the contest. Loose puck right on the doorstep. Knocked wide. Schweitzer, he has it right now. Sends across the ice, trying to get a centering pass. It's kind of laid there in the slot, but to no avail. Hudson comes away with it. 9.5 to go. There was a high stick.
Yeah.
Got right up there. Kind of knocked one of the Rapids players right in the mouth. Hunter Raffert, he's coming up off the ice as there's a shot and a goal. That's another one.
Oh, this line's been really good tonight.
This one's Ahlstrand. And Rapids is, I think with that penalty, they said, okay, you're not called penalty. You're going to hit our guy in the mouth. I think we're going to come through and punch you in the mouth again on the scoreboard.
Yep. Holstrand's 10th, the second goal of the night. Really nice finish there through the 5-hole.
Yeah, she's ugly on the scoreboard, folks. It's 12-0 Wisconsin Rapids.
Here comes some chippiness from 11.
Scored by Holstrand and assisted by Sydney Alexander.
And they're calling it on 28.
Yeah.
And gets her 50-50
and then we are going to have a penalty coming up on Wisconsin Rapids. Third one of the game. If there's going to be any blemish on this game that you can probably be critical of Rapids for, it's the three penalties.
Yeah.
McNeish going into the box.
I think it's just like what you said with the second guy always gets called there. So I don't think McNeish initiated the contact, and I think it was just a retaliation.
Right. I'm just waiting for the official word on the penalty. Was that a rough or was that a trip? I'm just going to wait for the official call. But another penalty or power play opportunity coming up for Hudson.
Yeah, see what they can make of this opportunity, see if it gives them some more life to try and get one.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. I don't think he was telling one of the opposing players, good game, congratulations.
No.
As there is an icing called on that as Hudson, they are on the power play. 8:46 to go in the game and 1:41 to go in the contest. Wonderful weekend here at Southwood County. Home opener last night.
Yep.
Rapids took a 2-0 lead.